Track 9. Hello again from Brian Gall from the Sports Desk with the latest news. Another busy sporting weekend and a very good one for Glass Boys, the Stourbridge Football Club, who achieved a great away win by 2-1 at Rushton and Diamonds, a team who, not that many years ago, were members of League Division 2, the fourth level of professional soccer in England. Mind you, Stourbridge's win was very much needed. The chasing pack of teams intent on making it to the promotion playoffs keep up the pressure on them, and Kings Lynn, next behind Glass Boys, won as well at the weekend and are still only 3 points behind. Stourbridge's win on Saturday owed a lot to striker Luke Benbow. How often is he the crucial man? He's been missing from the last few matches due to a groin strain, but he entered the fray as a substitute midway through the second half here, and within a couple of minutes had scored what proved to be the winning goal. The home side had taken an early lead in the match, but Glass Boys restored level terms before half-time, and they were on top for most of the second half before Benbow's decisive strike. Stourbridge will be back in action, unusually, on Friday evening when Alvechurch visit the Memorial Ground here. A key game, this. In fact, the man who made up the league fixtures this season must have had a crystal ball, for he's pitched Glass Boys, second in the league, here at home against fourth, being Alvechurch, this weekend, and then the final fixture this season on the 27th against Kings Lynn, who are third, our lads' two biggest challengers for a place in the playoffs. Glass Boys were too far behind league leaders Kettering to have any hope of catching them as the season draws to its climax, but neighbours Halesowen in town could have put a spoke in Kettering's wheel when the latter travelled to meet Halesowen on Saturday. However, Kettering won the match, narrowly, by 1-0, and that was enough to dispatch Halesowen through the relegation trapdoor, at the same time confirming Kettering as league champions. They will be playing in the National League next season. Can Glass Boys join them after the playoffs? In senior soccer, Villa are on a terrific run in the Championship at the moment, 8 wins in a row and every chance of taking part in the promotion playoffs, where they look likely to be joined by West Bromwich. Wolves may still be suffering a hangover from their FA Cup semi-final defeat the week before. They surrendered tamely at Southampton in the Premier League on Saturday. Walsall also lost, and League Two for them next season appears ever more likely. At Stourton Park on Saturday, Stourbridge Rugby signed off from their home matches this season with a 48-22 victory against Macclesfield. A sunny, if chilly, afternoon was graced by the team's biggest crowd of the season, who appreciated yet another hat-trick of tries by winger Dan Rundle, a speed merchant who's been causing opposing defences headaches all season long. With a couple of games still to be played, he's the second top try scorer in the league. Macclesfield, already relegated, were never expected to prevent another home victory, and it's just a pity that Stourbridge have been unable to replicate their success at home when they've been on their travels this past season. But they've shown much better spirit and achieved greater success at home these last few weeks, and some changes among the coaching staff have clearly had a good effect. If they are able to strengthen their squad over the summer, then next season could be full of promise. The action on the field this season is not yet quite complete. The team travel to play their twice-postponed fixture at Wharfdale this Saturday, followed by a visit to Leicester Lions the week after. I said last week that I'd keep an eye on our two local county championship cricket teams this summer, as well as covering teams in the Worcestershire and Birmingham leagues. These local leagues have not started yet, but Warwickshire and Worcestershire have started their campaigns with contrasting results. Warwickshire, newly promoted into the First Division this year, were soundly beaten by Kent in the opening match at Edgbaston. Quite a high-scoring match this, with Kent blasting over 500 runs in their first innings, enabling them to force their hosts to follow on. When Warwickshire were all out in their second innings, Kent only required a modest total to win the match. In the Second Division, Worcester were another team to score over 500 runs in their first innings. No fewer than 3 of their batsmen made centuries, and their total was sufficient for an innings victory against Leicestershire. And following on from my admission last week that I've been a lifelong Somerset supporter, I'm delighted to report that they've won their first 2 matches in the Championship this season and sit proudly in first place in the league table. Teams in the local Worcestershire County League start their season this coming weekend. Now for the local Speedway news from the Wolverhampton Wolves, who completed their first full league match of the season on Monday evening after last week's was postponed due to rain. And it was a bit of a thriller with a very hard-fought win by 46 points to 44 against Swindon. The result was in doubt right up to the final heat. Wolves had earlier established a 6-point lead, but Swindon fought back and scores were level with two heats remaining. But Wolves really clinched their victory by finishing first and second in heat 14, and although Swindon riders finished first and third in the 15th and final heat, Wolves were home and dry with a 2-point winning margin. I duly spent a fair proportion of Saturday and Sunday watching golf on television, the final two rounds of the US Masters event from the Augusta National Course being the first of the four so-called major events of the golfing year. There was not a great deal of British interest in the destination of the trophy this time. Rory McIlroy was a pre-event favourite but failed to maintain the form he'd been showing in earlier tournaments this spring and finished down the field. Ian Poulter, 43 years old now, kept the hopes of British fans alive until quite late on the final day, but he too faded away. There was a terrific scrap as the last round developed. The Italian Francesco Molinari, who won our Open last summer, was among half a dozen Americans fighting for the trophy. Tiger Woods, who had not won a major tournament for 10 years, hovered dangerously in contention, and he held his nerve to break through and win by a single stroke in the end. Now some motor racing Formula One news, and Sunday witnessed the Chinese Grand Prix, already the third event in the 2019 championship, and also the third victory for the Mercedes team. Their drivers, Lewis Hamilton and Valtteri Bottas, stormed home first and second, as they have done in each of the races so far, although not necessarily in that order, as Eric Morecambe might have said. Vettel, in the leading Ferrari, made third place, but possibly only because his team had told Leclerc, the number two Ferrari driver, to make sure he finished behind Vettel. The Mercedes cars have been faultless this season so far. Ferrari have not offered too much of a challenge. Red Bull are a fairly distant third. And McLaren, who the pundits said would be a coming ting this year, are still coming. That's all from me. Here at the Talking News, we're having a day off next week for the Easter break, but I expect to be back with the latest sporting gossip the week after. Until then, it's goodbye from Brian Gall.